Good afternoon and welcome to KSRO. I am Michelle Marquis here in the KSRO studio, and we are bringing you our ongoing coverage of COVID-19 and how it impacts us here in Sonoma County. And joining us on the KSRO live line is our chair of the Board of Supervisors, Susan Gorin. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Good morning. Well, actually, it's afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone.
So first off, before we get to the shelter in place order, which was going to probably be the bulk of our conversation today, I do want to ask you a little bit about drive up testing. Is it still just open for healthcare workers, or have we moved past that group?
It really is just open for healthcare workers. And if you are a healthcare worker, please call 565-4667 to schedule your drive up test. The state is opening in the next week or two additional testing sites around the county. And so we expect to open up our testing for more categories of folks. We still have a lot of prioritized individuals, healthcare workers, first responders, childcare staff, skilled nursing facilities, homeless individuals. But we hope to increase our testing to maybe 600 or 800 tests a day. And at that point, then we can open it up far more broadly in the county.
Do we have any results from the tests that we have been doing this past week?
We do have some results that have been going down a little bit, but through intensive contact tracing, in other words, we call individuals who may have had contact with folks who've been diagnosed with COVID. We've been ramping up that infection rate. Last night was not too bad. It was about 4, but the night before it was about 11. Mm-hmm. And I think we have about 100 and maybe 30 active cases in the county.
Now, with these healthcare workers being prioritized for testing, we talked about this last weekend during these updates and throughout the week, that there is a possibility if these people are showing up asymptomatic positive, that they would then have to be quarantined for a while. Are we seeing any impact on staffing for our healthcare workers due to some of these new positive test results?
You know, I know people are bristling to open up the economy and the jobs again, but it's one of the concerns that I have is that by sheltering in place, by facial masking, limiting our interaction in the community, we're helping to suppress and flatten the curve. And that means we're going to keep our healthcare workers and first responders safer mm-hmm. than they would be otherwise.
Sure.
So indeed, a small number of healthcare workers have been diagnosed and they are in quarantine, absolutely. What we're going to be doing as a protocol for opening up more broadly is asking folks to take their temperature each day. But many organizations already do that. My daughter works at Kaiser, and she's asked to take the temperature each day. So we're being proactive, sort of prophylactic. This is a way that employers can feel good about inviting their employees back, and the employees can feel good that they are healthy and not casually transmitting a fever and other viruses as well as potential for COVID.
Right. Okay, so let's talk about the new shelter-in-place order. Of course, this was just released yesterday, and it has no end date. Why is that?
And it means that we can be more nimble, flexible, modify it as we need to. If our tests continue to climb, then we can open up more broadly. If they continue to spike, we need to rethink what we've already done. If we need to align what we're doing with the governor's orders, then we can do that quickly as well. We expect the governor keeps suggesting very publicly that in a matter of days, as he calls it, he's going to make some new announcements and potentially lift the governor's order from sheltering in place for a number of other businesses. People are really curious that we are perceived as being very restrictive. And my response is, we are in line with the governor. And so even if we had less restrictive sheltering-in-place policies, the governor's orders still take precedence. we have to abide by the restrictive policies or the level of restrictiveness that the governor introduced.
Now, I'm not sure how much input the Board of Supervisors has. I know that the shelter-in-place orders are put in place by the health officer. But was there a consideration about the psychological impact of saying there's no end on this order, no definitive end, versus saying, okay, we'll just extend it to, say, May 15th or May 31st and then reevaluate?
Well, I do understand how people are frustrated. They're going bonkers, sheltering in place. Sometimes they're in crowded family conditions. They're worried and anxious about COVID, whether or not a family member would contract it. I want to suggest just the reverse, that it's actually a better note of optimism. They have no ending date, because then we can, within a matter of days, open up new businesses if the governor decides that that is appropriate,
okay,
rather than go through a total modification of our order.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you're saying that because there's no end date in this, it allows for a lot more flexibility on the county level?
Absolutely.
Okay. So then let's get a little bit into the meat of some of the other details in the shelter-in-place order. Are any forms of gatherings allowed?
Well, and let's back up a minute. One of your original questions was, what is the role of the supervisors in the shelter-in-place order, the
sure.
whole process of discussion? We are on the receiving end and working actively with so many people in the community. So we've heard this week from golfers, open up the golf courses, and I knew that this was coming forward, but I couldn't reveal it yet. Open up our parks. Now a number of businesses say, I've really developed safe protocols. I want to open up this, or I'm talking with my colleagues about opening up this kind of business. That is exactly the collaboration, the cooperation, the communication that we want to have with the community. We need to take the pulse of the community as we evaluate the risks of the various business sectors and nonprofit sectors going forward.
Mm-hmm.
So what we instituted was a lessening of some of the restrictions for some of the businesses that we thought were lower risk or the lowest risk. Certainly it was the construction industry, and I'm so grateful to get some of our contractors and subcontractors and their employees back to work. I think that will be a huge boost for the economy, working on renovations, especially in unoccupied structures. We have a couple of large hotels moving forward in renovations, and what a great time to do that. Rebuilt, we're allowed, but now we're opening up the construction and the associated businesses more broadly. We're looking at other outdoor professions, such as landscapers, arborists, remediation firms, and a lot of different kind of occupations that are working primarily safely and outside and not in contact with, close contact with a lot of other folks. Of course, I mentioned the golf. Yay, the golfing is open, but golfers beware, because this is not the golf that you have enjoyed for a month previous.
Mm-hmm.
This is really significant guidelines on hygiene and protocol, and we've been working with the golf community on this, and I'm not sure that they are totally satisfied. They think we might be too restrictive, but it's all in consideration of reducing the potential transmission
sure.
to other golfers, but also the employees that service the golf courses.
Mm-hmm.
So contact your golf course. They should be allowed to open on May 4th when the shelter-in-place order becomes effective, but some of them, it may take a while to hire their employees back and clean everything in sight. So that's exciting. And we are working on the timing of other outdoor activities. Of course, we can now walk and bike in the parks. We're looking at a broader opening of parks if, in fact, our number of COVID cases do not spike or surge after I'm sort of relieved it's a little bit of a cloudy day. If it was a beautiful, warm, sunny day, I think everybody in the world would be going to the park.
Sure, yeah.
Hoping that they moderate that today. Tomorrow may be a different. Beaches are closed. And some of our county parks and state parks are difficult to access. Mm-hmm. So Jack London and Sugarloaf will be challenged to open yet until we can get the parking lots open. And that's exactly what we're looking for. Farm management companies, food and beverage processing, equipment deal, automobile dealerships, bikes, repair and sales centers can open. Mm-hmm. So that's very exciting. We had a couple of folks just chomping at the bit waiting for that to happen.
Yeah. Yeah. So the full order can be read at socoemergency.org?
Absolutely. And get your reading glasses out.
It's a lot. Yes, it is. All right.
Well,
right. So we appreciate you actually taking the time to go through this. And I also appreciate on your Facebook page, there's a pretty short video under 7 minutes that outlines a lot of what you've talked about. And you don't have to, you know, like be friends with Susan Gordon or anything like that. It's on your public page. So people, anyone can access it and take a look at it.
I think it's on socoemergency.org.
Okay, great.
But I just put on an interview with David Goodman of the Redwood Empire Food Bank.
Oh, great.
Fascinating to read about, hear about food distribution.
Yeah.
And an interview with Dr. Mace and Bert Whitaker. So, fascinating viewing.
Exactly. If you're stuck at home, yes, we're all stuck at home. You have an opportunity to read or to go to the SoCo Emergency and check out all that further information. There's a lot of actually really great information there, and we appreciate you making that transparent and available.
The choices are endless. You can binge watch Tiger King or listen to Susan Gorin. Oh, man,
tough
choices.
I love it. Thank you so much for talking with us, Supervisor Gorin. We appreciate
you're it. You're welcome. Bye-bye. Right,
have a good afternoon. That is the chair of the Board of Supervisors, Susan Gorin. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to talk about how everything is impacting businesses here in Santa Rosa. I'm Michelle Marquis in the KSRO studio.